Hi, and welcome to another edition of Know Your Rights. Today, we'll be discussing cruel and unusual punishment. So by definition, cruel and unusual punishment is when you are treated very severely for something that doesn't necessarily require that punishment. So the first case we're going to look at is about Robert Latimer. He received a 10-year sentence for murdering his daughter, and he thought that was cruel and unusual punishment. In 1993, Robert Latimer locked his 12-year-old daughter in his truck. He then used a hose to send the exhaust from the truck into the cab, thus killing her of carbon monoxide poisoning. His defense for this crime was that because his daughter had a severe form of cerebral palsy, he didn't know any other way to free her from her suffering. At his first trial, he was convicted of second-degree murder, although he successfully appealed this. In 1997, at his second trial, he again was convicted of second-degree murder with the suggestion of 1 year parole. The judge granted constitutional exemption from the mandatory minimum 10-year sentence. Instead, he was sentenced to 1 year of imprisonment and 1 year of probation, where he would be confined to his farm. Later on, the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal changed Latimer's sentence to 10 years in prison with no chance of parole. Although to the majority this wouldn't be seen as cruel and unusual punishment, Latimer thinks it is because he was just trying to release his daughter of her pain, which he claims she wanted him to do. Finally, groups that represent Canadians with disabilities disagreed with his parole because they thought it would send a message that it's okay to murder someone with a disability. In my opinion, this is not an example of the law being cruel and unusual, as it's more the plaintiff thinking it is so. A more accurate example of cruel and unusual punishment in the eyes of the law would be as follows. For example, if someone got convicted and charged with a crime and was found to have a mental illness that inhibited their ability to comprehend what they are doing and the consequences of such actions, it would be cruel and unusual punishment to sentence them to jail time rather than placing them in a psychiatric hospital where they can get help and rehabilitation. Rights are being infringed here because the justice system would be denying and refusing to provide help for a troubled individual that otherwise wouldn't have committed that crime. Another more simplistic example would be a youth getting in trouble for not putting their plate in the sink after dinner and their parents locking them in their room and refusing to feed the youth for a set amount of time. This infringes the right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment because it's a very severe punishment to a very minor infraction and also strips the person of basic life needs. Well, thank you for listening to another edition of Know Your Rights. I hope with the information just shared, you're able to help others and possibly even help yourself. Thank you.